For 49 years now, the John Hazen Memorial Fish Pond has brought a little summer angling to the cold Sudbury winter. And that tradition continues this year, although in a new home. Operated by the Sudbury Game and Fish Protective Association, SGFPA, the fish pond is on now at the Lockerbie Legion, until March 16. It operates 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day, with the exception of March 16, when the fish pond wraps up at 12 p.m. The Legion was packed on March 9, with a steady lineup of parents and kids streaming in to drop a line in the water, the water being a 21-foot pool stocked with upwards of 800 fish. Donnie Belargin and his daughter, Juliana, 5, show off the fish they caught at the 49th Annual John Hazen Memorial Fish Pond at the Lockerbie Legion on March 9. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. Anglers get a few minutes to fish before heading to the back of the line to try their luck again. Those lucky enough to snag a rainbow or speckled trout get to keep it, but if they pull out the one tagged fish in the pond, they get the fish plus $100. SGFPA Gary Ziegler said after nearly 50 years, the annual event has become quite the fixture in Sudbury. It's a tradition. We are having people now who are bringing their children in, who came as children, Ziegler said. People look forward to it and seem to have a lot of fun with it. The kids have a lot of fun. The kids are the best part of it. Lockerbie Legion President Jennifer Heward said Branch 564 was happy to step up when the Southridge Mall couldn't accommodate the SGFPA fish pond this year. Not only is it good community event, it brings folks into the Legion, she said. Our veterans love the outdoors and this is a way to bring the outdoors in for vets and for family, Heward said. And it's a great way to serve the community. After the March break, the pond is taken down, and the remaining fish are removed and brought to a local lake approved by the Ministry of Natural Resources. The tanks with aerators are available to local community organizations where there is a need to transport live fish. The proceeds from this event are used to maintain club property and for various conservation projects in the community. Mark Gentile is the editor of Sudbury.com.